A British newspaper today concluded its campaign to connect its readers to undecided voters in Clark County, Ohio. The idea was to challenge readers of The Guardian to write letters to targeted citizens in Clark County in an effort to influence their vote. The Guardian concedes that what started a week ago as a somewhat humorous campaign has provoked a response way beyond anything they intended. Michelle Everhart is a reporter for the Springfield News Sun in Clark County, Ohio. She's been covering what The Guardian called Operation Clark County. She joins us now from her office in Springfield, Ohio. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For those who may not know what we're talking about, could you start by telling us what was Operation Clark County?
It's like you said, they had voters, they purchased a voter roll from our Board of Election, and on that had 85,000 different names and addresses. From that, they took about 36,000 names and addresses of unaffiliated voters and passed them out to anyone who emailed them. And those people were asked to send personal letters to people here in Clark County, presumably since The Guardian is a left-leaning paper, to ask the people here in Clark County to vote for John Kerry.
Mm-hmm. And how many letters did people receive, do you know?
I know they passed out 14,000 names total, and we have not been able to determine how many people have actually gotten letters, but they're guessing several thousand.
And what's the reaction been from those who did get letters?
Some people are upset about it. They don't think that it's anyone's business to tell them who to vote for. Other people are very excited to get a letter from outside of the country and think that it's great that so much interest has been taken in Clark County. And a lot of the political party, the chairmen, think that it's great to galvanize both bases of volunteers to get out and really start talking to people about this.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from politicians in Clark County?
Like I said, the political chairs here, both Democrat and Republican, are excited about it. The Democratic chair said, you know, it's really given us an opportunity to get people involved in the discussion that might have just sat on the sidelines. This is not just your normal election, and this isn't, you know, Clark County is not, it's not lost in the mix. We're actually in the international spotlight now, so more people are taking an interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, The Guardian, in an article today, reported that it got some, well, a huge volume of emails back from the United States, some of them very rude.
Yes. There were some very unhappy people, and I think a lot of the more obscene-laced letters they got were not from Clark County. A lot of them were from out of the area.
And as I understand, the writers of what were perceived to have been the four most persuasive letters were supposed to win a trip to Clark County to watch the elections on Election Day, November 2nd. I think they've abandoned this idea?
I believe so. From what I'm hearing, they're actually going to go to Washington, D.C. I think there's a little bit more to do in Washington, D.C. than in Clark County. Plus, I think The Guardian kind of wanted to leave us alone. They didn't realize it was going to cause such an international firestorm, and we've been inundated with media calls and people wanting to come here and talk to all the letter receivers. So they're trying to leave us alone and let us get back to our day-to-day activities.
Well, I know you've talked to the people at The Guardian who were responsible for this. Do you think they have any regrets?
I don't think they do. I don't think that they realized it was going to cause such a big deal throughout the world. I think they were just trying to get to the people in Clark County, and it ended up creating quite a discussion throughout a lot of different outlets.
About interference by foreigners in the election, among other things, as you mentioned earlier. I understand some citizens are angry at the Board of Elections for selling their names and addresses in the first place.
Yes. A lot of people don't understand that it's public record, and they're trying to figure out a way to make it not public record. They don't think that it's right for the Board of Elections to give out this information to just anyone who asks for it. But the Board of Elections has said over and over again that this is public record and they can do with it what they want.
Well, as you know, we've all got TV shows about, fabulous, exciting places, the O.C., North Shore, Hawaii. We're going to expect a big TV show now about Clark County?
I doubt it. We might be one of the lesser known counties, and there's not too much to do here. I don't think we're very glamorous.
Well, not unknown anymore.
Yes, this is true.
Okay. Michelle Everhart, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Michelle Everhart is the reporter who's been covering the issue of the Guardian letters for the Springfield News Sun, and she joined us from her office in Springfield, Ohio. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.